Hey guys, I want to take a minute to tell you about my guys over at Shinesty. Those dudes have one mission and one mission only, and that's to help you look fucking good. They can even help someone like Phil out. Shinesty brings you the most outlandish collection of clothing the world has ever seen. When worn correctly, the right clothing can fill randos with jealousy or make you look like a sexual Greek god or goddess. So whether you're searching for retro gear, signature knockout threads, or simply something that makes you look like you got your shit together, even though you don't, Shinesty is here to help. Check out their antics and ridiculous clothing at Shinesty.com. That's Shinesty.com. And when you go to the promo code, go to Loud69. It'll give you 15% off your next order. Shinesty, you may like the way you look, but we do not guarantee it. Ladies and gentlemen, to episode 23 of Loud and Obnoxious with your host, Kip Wilson. And then number two in the toilet, number 20 in the programs, my boy Pierce. How are we this evening, Pierce?
Doing great, Skip. Doing freaking great. I mean, I guess. Yeah, I'm doing good.
You know, casual Tuesday. We appreciate you.
Yeah, it's Tuesday. We got no tacos. Bum ass motherfuckers. Anyway.
Yeah, well, it's early. We can still get some food after this. So I'm down for some chicken wings from Bird Call. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then never to be forgotten, my co-host with the voice of Eeyore, Phil. How are we this evening?
Fest that. Giddy about the Jazz Fest lineup.
Oh, yeah, brah. Ready to get fucking crunchy. Yep. Fidola for 2 weeks, brah.
Yep, so it seems like Phil's got a nice little Tuesday set up. Fish released their summer tour, and you got your Jazz Fest lineup, so you get to go home for that week. It'll probably be hard to broadcast without Phil, but I'm sure we'll find a way. So
yeah,
live from Jazz Fest.
We'll pipe him in for, you know, the least less important segments of the night.
I would love Phil to record some like segments down there in Jazz Fest of him just enjoying himself thoroughly with a bunch of folks. Just do some interviews with some random New Orleans. Ask them a little bit about the team, how they feel about Breeze.
Yeah, yeah. Sure thing.
Some man-on-the-street stuff with Phil Gray.
Yeah.
I think it would be gold, Jerry.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, hopefully this episode will be gold. We're going to run down the NFC Championship and the AFC Championship games.
Shocker.
Yeah. That's pretty much been the main, I guess, content provider for us lately. But We're going to dip our full bodies into the basketball pool tonight. After getting some tips from Mikey Bucket, we feel we're ready to go. And then after that, we'll probably dip into some college basketball. And then we're going straight into our favorite segments. Everybody remembers how we would improve the Winter Olympiad. We're going to give another whirl at that. And then we're going to do a little podium awards for this evening. And we got a pretty fun segment. We had a long, long conversation about who's picking what and all the other ones that possibly just missed out on the cut. So tune in for that.
Tell them what it is.
All right.
Just tease them.
Nah.
Yeah, you can tell them the topic. I mean,
All right.
So we'll tell you the topic.
That's the fun one.
We'll tell you
the
topic, and then while we're sitting here going through the other shit, you can think about your podium. And then don't forget to give us a tweet or go follow us on Instagram at LNO Podcast. So, I appreciate it, and let's get this party started.
You didn't even tell them what it was.
It's favorite Nickelodeon shows.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Because, you know, Nickelodeon was the jam in the late 80s, early 90s, and pretty much all the way through the 90s. I mean, we quit paying attention after a while, but they brought the heat when it came to children's entertainment.
Well, then they had this channel on cable, like when we were in college, that showed all that shit, and the channel was on pretty often.
Oh, man, I wish that we got that. We didn't get that in Oxford, Mississippi on your basic.
I don't think we had that in Star Wars.
I think it was called like Nick Gas or something.
Oh, okay, yeah, I know Game and Sport. I remember that. And so, yeah, some of the shows that we have on our list this evening were on Nick Gass, and I do remember that channel.
Oh,
now.
For sure, I do. Now that's fantastic. You tell me what it was called. Yeah,
but I love that you remembered that.
So. We totally didn't get it though. I just know that it existed.
I was thinking that too. I was like, I don't remember having that, but it sounds fantastic, and it was in fact fantastic.
So, had to be.
Sure was.
Yep. Well, let's start off with the most hot or the hottest topic, and we do have a 2-week gap between football, so we're just going to touch championship games and then we'll get the fuck out of here. So, damn. Patriots. Jags. I mean,
great game, huh?
Go ahead, Phil. You start.
I mean, Tom Brady, you know. But I will say, I think Blake Bortles, people need to stop picking on him. He's
a game manager.
I don't think he's going to be replaced. I don't think you're going to go and get some veteran. Like, I thought maybe like an Eli Manning could come down there with a team. Like, he needs to win now. He could still do it, but and have that stout defense and a real line. But Bortles seemed to, I think, at least kept his job. He went up there and played well. I don't think he lost that game, which was what everybody was kind of expecting.
And Fournette, man, he's the real deal.
Goodness gracious.
That dude's stout, man. He still wears his college pads, too. Y'all notice that? LSU poking out underneath.
Of course, all the LSU, like, Twitter and Facebook shit was posting stories nuts. About it. Still wearing his pads from college.
Living in the past, bro.
Well, actually, I don't know if it was here on this podcast last week. It's too far of a gap, or if it was during the game on Sunday. But I think that they said that Fournette was like, this is easier than college. He was like, playing in the SEC, they hit harder than this. He was like, that's it? That's all I got to worry about?
He said and that that's in preseason.
Is that right? Yeah. Okay, so I heard that. I thought I heard it either. They said it this week during the game. But, I mean, he ran like
that's
it.
Cocky.
He had like, that is. But he runs it and he kind of backs it up.
He's a baller, dude.
Dude, when he, against good. The Steelers, when he, well, I think it was earlier in the year, when he called out the dude to come hit him. He was like, it was.
Gave him the point when he was running down the sideline outside the hash. I vaguely remember
it
that.
Was the safety for the Steelers.
Mike Mitchell?
Mike Mitchell, yeah.
Woo, man. And that takes some balls to get in front of that. I don't know how much you'd have to pay me, but I'm honestly, they get paid a lot of money. But how much would it how much would you take a hit for from Leonard Fournette?
Ask
how much would
that Ole Miss.
Describe the hit. Like, what do I got
to
do?
He gets to run right through you.
Like, I just stand there, and he runs through me like I'm not there.
No, like, I think he runs through you like you're the difference between him winning Sunday or not.
Okay, so I'm kind of small, so I think he's going to hit me, and I'm going to fly pretty far. I don't think there's going to be much absorption of it. I think like all the force is going to go with me flying, so me landing might hurt, but I think that's going to hurt worse than Leonard hitting
just
me.
Just look at the highlights from the...
Am I wearing pads?
I would imagine so. We're talking about a game time environment, Pierce. Where have you been for the first 5 minutes?
Well, y'all don't even want to know what I was... I was picturing myself without pads and him fully dressed in football
you
gear.
Die.
Like, I don't know why I thought
you
that.
Die.
Okay. My answer's still the same. Like, I think he would still knock me so far back. Like, it would all be about my tailbone and, you know, landing properly, like wiping out on the ski hill, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it would be a little bit... I feel like it'd be one of those things, like the scene from Little Giants when the kid gets run over by Spike. I feel that's
and
like...
And then he shows
into
up.
Into the ground.
Yeah, he's like impressed. I feel like that's what would happen if Leonard Fournette ran over me.
So 100%.
When we,
yeah.
This kind of was an improv idea segment here, but it would take a lot of money, which...
Okay, so a dollar amount. Right now, in my current situation, I would do it for like $25,000.
Whoa.
If you're with,
I mean, gonna, you're but your gonna, hospital bills... Are
they you're not going bills? To the hospital. He just runs into you.
I beg to differ. Let's Dude, say the objective is for him to put you in the hospital with one hit with the ball in his arm. So he has to at least make the intent of going through you and not just like...
Okay, so what if it's like this? What if it's
like
you...
I'm saying $5 million or $500...
$5 million?
$500,000, I'll do it.
I'll take a hit for grand.
How much would... I mean, that's a lot of money.
I said I'd do it for $25,000. I'd do it for... And I don't know, 25 might be low, but I would do it for 50. 50 grand is a lot of bread, dude.
Yeah.
Especially if it's cash money that I don't got to report to Uncle Sam. Whoo, yeah. I'm taking it.
Yeah, well, it's tax-free. That's
tax-free. Let's assume we're doing tax-free. And we're wearing pads.
Hypothetical situation, you do not have to pay taxes. I'm glad we're thinking ahead.
Sweet.
Like
yeah.
Leonard, holler at us. We're available to be run over.
Leonard. We should really make this happen. I mean, he's paying us the money, though. We got to get a sponsor like Monster Energy. They'd probably sponsor this.
Well, I mean, some you never know. The guys brand. From Shinesty Wait, are what's buying that? Our beer, what's so we do drink? Appreciate that. Yeah.
What's that drink you and Keep liked? Mountain Dew Code Red. Is that they still make that?
I think well, so.
Yeah, they do. You can get that at all your local Walmarts.
They'll sponsor us.
No free ads. Well, send us a check.
This seems like a Code Red event.
I like the Baja Blast from Taco Bell, but we've already gone on a lot of different tangents. So we want to get back on
that was a great game, though. Like, Leonard Fournette's a baller. Blake Bortles is serviceable if you have a defense like that. And
how much money would it take to get a hit? What would you spend the money on?
But yeah, I mean, I'd probably.
Yeah, Brady's going to. Brady, did you have any expectation? Like, did you think when they were down 10? Let's get back on track.
At any point in the game.
He was gonna, did you think that it was always inevitable that the Patriots are coming back? Like, there was
yeah,
never
pretty
a time.
Much, but I mean, it looked like the Jags. It looked like they had it, but.
They had their way, I feel. And then yeah. when Miles. And then on. Let's say 2nd and 15 before it was 3rd and 18 with the Amendola catch. I was thinking, fuck, all of my bets are dead, including my Pats second half. Like, I thought they were just dead, you know, because yeah. Jags came out and, I mean, just had their way with them underneath the passes. I mean, Bortles didn't have to do too much, but Brady gonna Brady.
But I at no point thought that the Jaguars were gonna win. The fumble, maybe I was at like 10%, like how maybe they can do this in some crazy way. But you always knew Brady was coming.
Yeah.
Like, okay. No matter what, Brady was coming.
And not to mention one penalty on the Patriots. One penalty.
I don't think I didn't notice the refs being a real problem.
But I never really do because I mean they make shitty calls every game and I just
don't really care.
Exactly.
They set the bar so low that it's impossible for me to start thinking that they're like hedging
themselves.
I'm not
saying,
it's not like a 10-90
situation.
But
it's just like the Patriots always get the benefit of the doubt, you know?
Yeah, I feel like they
the
definitely
Bama of
did.
The NFL.
Yeah.
I think
that you remember the ones against the Patriots because they're a better team, whereas you don't remember the ones against the Chargers because, well, you know, it's the Chargers, you know? So you think about it a little differently because it's the Patriots and that you need every break to go your way. So when they don't go your way to beat the Patriots, you're like, yeah. Because it won't be that way when Brady's gone, but you're thinking it's impossible to catch a break against them. So I don't know if that's necessarily the case. And like Pierce said, they suck every week, so...
Yeah,
I didn't think they gave the game away in any facet. And,
not gave the game away, but I mean, you know.
Aided and abetted?
Yeah. Just not calling it as closely.
Okay, well, we'll take it up. We'll give a shout out to Gene Stratostor, I think, is doing.
Stare-tour.
Gene!
Did he call that game?
He's calling the Super Bowl, so we'll keep a keen eye out for him this week. Watch out for Phil next week. He's going to be doing your Super Bowl. Well, there's another team that's going to be there, and it was the team that, I mean, I didn't cheer for either. I was asking for, last week I asked for the Jags and the Vikings, and then the Eagles just beat the shit out of them.
Yeah, my worst case scenario is Super Bowl for the NFL. Not work out. I still feel like it's going to be a pretty shitty Super Bowl for them, but, I mean, Nick Foles, come on, man. But the Eagles, I was surprised.
I mean, the Vikings defense was stout. You know, and
they posted a 38 spot.
Yeah,
with a pick six.
I actually,
that defense is stout.
Honest to God, I did not watch 1 second of that game. I was still so butthurt.
Oh, you're bitter.
Yeah,
a little bitter.
Yeah,
that's good to hear. Actually.
I did watch the Patriots Jags though.
So you were like, oh, I don't want to watch two games for one day because I should be in this game.
Okay, what?
Like you ask us to pick.
I had to pick one game I could watch that day.
What did you watch instead
that day?
Okay.
What did you watch instead?
You
don't even want to say. You 100% know. This was just the other day.
Godless.
Okay, it's not a bad show, but I don't know if it's missed the NFC Championship game worthy, especially when you're coaching the podcast.
It was a blowout, though. It wasn't
true, but I mean, I want to see him talk about can the Eagles compete with the Patriots, but Phil has no frame of reference.
Well, he knows they played well. He sees the score, and he knows that. He knows they like were greasing up poles and shit. Like, can we talk about Eagles fans for a second and how crazy they are?
So I mean, I knew they were nuts, to show up.
But
is it it seems like it's like the nitrous party, Bill's Mafia.
I feel like
that's what I think it is.
I feel like everybody wants to be the next Bill's Mafia. So I feel like they're really going to put on a show for the Super Bowl.
Their shows are really bad things. Like they throw batteries and stuff. They like dog cuss your grandmother. Yeah. Like they're not like Bill's Mafia is not out there like fucking with your shit. They're just blowing up their own shit.
Yeah, like, Philly fans are fucking with y'all's shit.
They are fucking with your stuff. So it's like, you're almost just like garbage. You're just like, come on, quit being such a prick. You know?
And they relish it. They like,
they
know they're being filmed, and they're still like, oh, I'll do this shit. I'll throw a fucking snowball.
Did y'all see the guy that drove the dune buggy up the Rocky Steps? I mean, that was probably like the pinnacle of the night right there. It's like, I got to go home and get my fucking dune buggy. This is going to be so badass. To be all over social media. It just sucks it was dark and we have no idea who the badass guy was, you know?
We could see his face. I think the best video, and we talked about it earlier, was the guy that was so amped up before the game.
Oh, yeah.
Ran into the fucking pole. And then his head hits the train when you see the other perspective. And for those that don't know what we're talking about, just Google Eagles fan runs into pole. It's pretty out there. And if you're listening to this podcast, there's a good chance that you're at least somewhat on social media. So find it and laugh.
They know.
It's a good chuckle.
He said when he puts on the Dawkins jersey, he just has to channel his inner Dawk. You know, it's like a whole other person comes out of him. Dude was a great interview. He's like, he said just talking about it, just talking about putting the jersey on gets him amped up. He's like, I just think about putting that jersey on. I'm ready to run through a fucking wall.
So,
like,
it was so great.
That was before the game. Let's not forget that. Like,
did
that
he make
wasn't
the game?
Even. I don't know if he was.
Yeah, they said he was fine. So the video I saw, they told him about where he was from, and he was like, I moved to Philly when I was like 1.5. And at that point, he's like, I'm just a Phillies fan. He's like, it's the weirdest thing, but I love it. And it's like a fascination for him. So I think
he looked like
he's
safe.
And then he saw the other video, and he was like, whoa, I was really close to getting really fucked up there. Like, his head
like, seriously, he hit the train. Like, he fell back and, like,
he
hit
been
the
like,
train. Like,
he could have been royally
if there
fucked.
Was any space there between it whatsoever, he could have been really, really, really fucked.
And
or
his head could have clipped a door?
Yeah,
fucking train.
Yeah, he could have gotten just, like, caught, like, his like Dawkins jersey could have snagged on like a bolt or some rivet on the outside of the train, and he could have just been drug along too until it ripped. Like, it could have been bad. Dude had another great quote. He said, like, he wanted to give one final go birds, and that's when, and that's when the pole made a great tackle.
Oh yeah, I thought he said he was trying to pump up the people on
the
train.
Yeah, the people on the train. Yeah, he wanted to give him one more go birds because that's what he was doing. He was like, you know, trying to get those people all amped up before, man. I always, like, I didn't know it was
before. Shout out to that guy.
Yeah, that dude's a legend.
If you want to come on the podcast, that guy, we'd love to have you. Your enthusiasm is infectious.
If we could get him and then the guy that attacked the horse. I mean, it's been a great week in the news for Eagles fans. I know a lot of people probably aren't big on the attack the horse story, but, I mean, dude. Like, if you're going down, you might as well go down.
It wasn't even that bad.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's a horse.
Attacking
a
horse is pretty bad.
Are you going to hurt
him? He tackled the horse?
He punched him in the face.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
We talked about that last week. That was my volume shot. Thanks for paying attention.
Which, you didn't plug earlier, volume shots.
Oh, no. There was another kid, a different kid this week, punched a horse. It wasn't in the face, though. There was a second kid. I saw the video.
He punched him in the rear?
Yeah, something like that. And they arrested him for hitting an officer or whatever.
Yeah, well, that's what happens.
I didn't know it was a face.
That's a thing now.
I thought it was like a jockey
beat
side.
Horses.
Yeah. I thought he was doing like a jockey side.
No,
I didn't know.
Not
Sorry.
At all.
He could have been a horse racer. I didn't
He's
know.
Like Kenny from Half Baked, man. He's didn't know what he was getting into.
Killing
no
butter.
Idea.
You killed Buttercup?
Butterstuff! Killed Butternuts! Buttercup! Man. That is a fucking great movie.
Yeah. So tangent two of the day. we can get around the world if they give us a chance. But so we'll talk in depth about the Super Bowl next week. There's a lot of time between now and then, and no one gives a shit about it right now because there's all sorts of other cool stuff to talk about.
We got the Pro Bowl this weekend.
We have the Pro Bowl this weekend, and we also have badass Philly shirts. The Philly shirt that is on sale at shop.hashsports.com. If you order this week, you'll get it before your Super Bowl party or bar scene, and it's Nick Foles approved-ish. So give us a go to the website. Don't forget to purchase, and if you use promo code LOUD69, I think I get some money out of it, so that'd be kind of cool too. Shout out. Appreciate it. And then let's kind of keep on going. That's a nice, innocent plug. Coaching hires. We're not leaving the NFL yet, so I want to talk about
this. Little carousel?
Yeah.
A little carousel?
Shermer to the Giants, and then Steve Wilks, the defensive coordinator, is going to Arizona. So
Shermer, you should probably like say who he is. And
Pat Shermer. Well, I talked about him last week. He was the offense coordinator for the Vikings, but
tell people this
he was
week,
the best. I mean, he was voted the assistant coach of the year award as well. So I think he's pretty right for a head job again.
He made Case Keenum good.
He didn't have so much success his first time around in Cleveland, but he'll have better chances.
Nobody's going to have success in Cleveland. True.
So I'm cheering for him in New York. But, yeah, he seems like a cool guy.
You're saying Case Keenum's a system guy? You don't think Case Keenum's talented?
I didn't say that. I said he may have.
No one even mentioned Case Keenum. What the fuck are you
talking? I did.
Yeah, he did.
I don't think he makes him good.
Well, Case Keenum had never been good before this year, so I mean, Case Keenum had his best year
in this guy's system. So you're saying he's a system guy?
I was thinking Jeff Fisher made those other guys bad.
Probably.
I don't know if I guess we'll find out if in Minnesota who they keep and what they do, but I don't know which quarterback I would rather have.
I mean,
I don't know if I really trust Case Keenum. I know the sample size of the large pool is like.
Yeah,
but he was under Jeff Fisher, so you suck a little bit more.
You'd have
to
do you still probably couldn't keep him, but you'd have to do what the Redskins did to Cousins, just keep him on 1 year deals.
Franchise that big,
but you can't. Yeah, I know. They can't afford to do.
You can't franchise a backup.
And he'll probably get a multi-year offer somewhere. So, but ideally, they'd like to. Just see one more year or something, you know?
Yeah.
But they got how about Bradford, though? What kind of deal is he on?
Fuck that dude. He can't stay healthy.
Yeah, I would cut Sam Bradford. And I think in the NFL, you can just let them, their money's gone.
Once the guaranteed years are up, that's why NFL contracts are bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, I think baseball should be more like that. These guys are milking these $300 million contracts. We'll get into that in 2 weeks, 3 weeks when pitchers report. But, I think Keenum should look for a 4-year deal somewhere else.
Yeah.
But if he gets franchised for $16 million and loses the job to Bridgewater.
The franchise tag is probably over 20 now.
I guess because it's top 5 average or whatever?
Something like that.
Yeah, Kirk's was $24 million this year.
But that
year.
Was the second year.
Yeah, still.
Well, Pierce, let me ask you, what do you want to happen with your situation?
Oh, I'd take Case Keenum. I think he'd be a solid upgrade from Kirk. He's proving himself. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a hot take. You'd rather have Case Keenum than Kirk Cousins?
I'd rather have Ryan Fitzpatrick than Kirk Cousins. Fuck Kirk Cousins, dude. What's that guy done?
I don't think it's necessarily his fault they don't do, but at the same time, he's
not. Oh, yeah, so,
I think he's better than Ryan Fitzpatrick and Case Keenum.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
I'm not saying he's up there with, your Mannings and your Rodgers and your Bradys or anything, but I think he's probably in that same pack as Stafford.
No. Oh, Cousins?
Stafford's only been to one playoff game.
He's not up there
and
with
he had
Stafford.
He had Calvin Johnson that bloated his numbers for a while.
He's not up there with Stafford. Stafford puts up numbers at least.
He's like a Jay Cutler type, though. He makes terrible mistakes.
He's more Jay Cutler. Cutler is such
a great comparison.
Yeah, and then once you make that comparison and you acknowledge that that's a great comparison, why the fuck would you want him as your quarterback?
I guess the same reason. Keenum's been with three teams. I mean, a lot of people didn't want him.
Dude. Any of those guys could go 7-9. Any of those guys I mentioned could go 7-9.
True.
Colt McCoy could probably go 6-10.
So who do you expect to see in Washington next year?
Well, I don't know at this point because I don't know what they're thinking. It seems like nobody really knows what to do. Are they going to go draft a quarterback, which hasn't worked out well? Or are they going to, Kirk for a third year in a row give him all that money.
Let me narrow it down for you then, because that's unfair for me to make you say, guess what's going to happen. I'm going to give you a fun little hypothetical before we go.
Fun. I love these. These are the best.
All right. So, Kirk Cousins or Josh Allen?
Fuck Josh Allen. Kirk Cousins.
Okay, so you'd rather have Kirk Cousins. You say weird things like that. I don't know. Baker Mayfield or Case Keenum?
Man, why couldn't it have been?
Or Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins may go to Arizona or be a Jet. So he should
be a Bronco.
Broncos.
I'd rather have Keenum than Baker. I'd rather not start over with Baker. You bring in somebody like, you bring in a veteran and you can maybe not win. You can maybe, yeah, you can win and make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, there's not too many.
It's only a couple win improvement.
There's not too many opportunities in the NFL to get a proven, you know, starter in free agency.
Yeah. Nobody comes
in. Drew Brees to the Saints was just, you know, very rare opportunity.
Yeah, yeah, that's Saban's heir.
Yeah,
if you want to be serious about it, because I mean, when you're looking at it, would you rather be,
fucked it up,
South Beach or, you know, a Ravage?
Man, so was that Saban that fucked that up?
And it was because he's friends with Belichick.
So like he,
I'm just making sure.
Okay, so hypothetical: if Saban gets Drew Brees, does he ever leave Miami? Does he just start like dominating?
He probably starts winning like the Saints did. I think Drew Brees was a big part of that team, and I'm sure.
Yeah, no, he is.
But who was the coach? Oh, Saban as the coach. He doesn't coach quarterbacks. Sean Payton and Drew Brees was a match made in heaven.
After the disaster of Culpepper, though, it became apparent that it wasn't working, so he bolted. He didn't, like, try to fix it or, like, bring in a new coordinator.
Like, well, Drew Brees failed, like, a physical or something. That's what they were worried about, his shoulder.
He had major shoulder injury in the last game of the season, and they had drafted Rivers. They had already drafted Rivers, so they probably weren't going to keep him anyway, but that surgery, like, they thought it could be career-threatening.
Yeah,
and it actually it's like the rookie of the year. He made him better.
Boom, gotta love it.
Sure, surgery.
Classic Purdue story for all our fans out there in Indiana. Thank you, Mikey Buckets. What's it called? So yeah, I agree. Brees was probably a perfect fit for Peyton, but Saban and Brees on South Beach could have just been a great story. You never would have known.
Who knows?
Yeah, but
all right, Nick probably never thinks
probably
about
wouldn't
that.
Be rolling Tad this year.
T-R.
Well, luckily we have 8 months before you have to start jinxing us anytime soon, so that's nice.
Well,
so.
Oh,
yeah, you want to talk about it?
No, but didn't back to the NFC game, which I didn't watch, but I did say that I was going to be cheering for the Vikings because I wanted them to get the home Super Bowl, so
you brought them down.
Dropped.
That's, yeah. I mean, they looked like, they looked the worst they had looked in weeks, maybe all year.
Yeah, I mean.
And it was the first time you were on board, so yeah, I'd say anchor deployed.
Shame. It's
sorry,
a shame,
Minnesota.
Phil. You're very good at what you do. But speaking of things that you're, you know, good at, we can talk about. Let's talk about LeBron. LeBron is going to be. He may at this point have already tied.
If you're sorry to interrupt, but if you're going to ask me if I'm still a waiver on them,
no, he's on the list with you, and I'm trying to get you to anchor. I'm trying to use you to my advantage.
Well, yeah, fuck that dude.
Damn it, Phil. That's not what you're supposed to do, but it's okay. So he's going for 30,000 points tonight. He hasn't gotten it, but he gave himself a congratulatory shout out on Instagram,
and it was all like third person and shit. Like what was up with that? I don't like that shit.
I mean, there's a reason he's on the list. And I'm really, like, I'm just hoping that I understand he's
probably he's, like, really earning his spot, too. Because I wasn't, I kind of liked LeBron until recently. And now he's just, like, the hair farts, the hair plugs. And
the selfie videos on the Instagram. Like, come on, man. I get it. You have millions of, you know, followers.
Then
just post ads.
Shit.
Throw a 30-second Nike video up. Don't sit here and get drunk and then start Instagram live videoing. You're not doing yourself any fucking favors. And then this post today, like you said, third person congratulating a picture of himself as an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
It's just a bizarre cat. A very rich, bizarre.
Somebody had that idea and was like, LeBron, I got a great idea. This is what we're going to do. Like they've been working on that post for weeks, you know, and thought it was great.
Just wait till he goes to L.A. And he's like,
I don't think he is though. Why would he go to the West?
So I think
why?
I don't think it's
LA has nothing, y'all.
I
don't have a star.
This is why
you have something when you have LeBron James on your team. He makes everybody better.
That is true. And then you do have key pieces there, like Kuzma's not bad. He's shown signs.
He's good.
And then Lonzo Ball's great. If you can get his dad to shut up. So like, there's pieces. I think he's pretty damn good.
He's not great.
He's not great.
Awful.
I may have misspoke. Yes, but at the same time, you can have a pass-first point guard, and when you have LeBron, all you have to do is be a semi-threat and also be a ball retriever for him. Then he's going to love you.
And Paul George is probably going there. So then, yes, you have two somethings.
Yeah, and at worst, anybody else will go there because it's fucking L.A.
That's just
and the Lakers.
Man, but that's
and it's
what
LeBron.
The, That's what the media has been saying for the last Paul 2 years. Like, Paul George is going there, and so is LeBron. But what they say never fucking happens, y'all. Like, well, no,
Paul George
happens.
Definitely is. He said that. He's
from LA. He was stuck in a 4-year pay.
He told the Pacers that I'm going to sign with LA. So
yeah, rather than be there, though. But now he's with Westbrook. Maybe he sticks it out in OKC for a couple years. Who knows? We'll see how that goes.
I just think
to assume that they're both going to be a Laker next year and all go to the West. Like, all the talent will be in the West then.
Do you think those players care?
No, I know they don't care, but like they care about getting to the finals. I think LeBron cares about getting to the finals.
So I've heard this on podcasts like Dan Patrick and Russillo that LeBron actually has a production company out in L.A. already that's trying to get himself more into movies and other things that is more money after the game, similar to how Kobe has like killed it after the sport, you know, like kind of jump off that next pedestal or whatever. And so apparently his production company is in L.A. You see him in those weird, like, Judd Apatow, like, you know, guest appearance movies and things like that. The one with Amy Schumer, I think.
I haven't seen it.
So I think this is the play that I've heard, that he's going to try to go out there, play a couple of years, and if you can get a third team, a championship ring, similar to the bringing one to the Lakers or wherever he goes next, then he'll be revered as the best all time, despite losing multiple finals as well, bringing three teams to relevancy in a championship.
Yeah, that would be pretty baller, dude.
So I think that's
three
the idea.
Teams.
That's the idea that they say. And those are pretty knowledgeable talking heads.
But three different teams that you orchestrated yourself with other superstars, like, I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me.
I can understand that. I'm not trying to sit here and argue if he's the best all time, but I'm saying that's a way for him to be able to retire.
Oh, sure.
And they're smarter than I am, the guys that have mentioned that. So, I'm not going to take credit for it. I'll give him a shout out. But that's what I've been told.
Well, good.
You got to love the good. He also has a house there, too. So, I think he's headed to L.A.
But yeah. Just way too much evidence, you know, suggesting that he's going
to. What do you think
there.
He's going to stay in Cleveland?
I don't know, but maybe.
I don't think he wants to be there. He never did. He just wanted to do right by the city and get them a championship.
So you think he's just going to bounce again? Be like,
yeah.
Peace.
Yeah.
He's been to, like, what, 6 straight finals?
Yep.
Yeah. I think maybe he likes doing that shit. He at least has a chance every year to play.
He could go to the Knicks and do the same thing, be relevant there with Porzingis.
Well, I mean,
I would much rather see him do that than go to the fucking Lakers.
That would be cool.
That'd be
I
really
mean, he wants
cool.
to go to
and
the
biggest
markets.
And if he won one for
markets,
the Knicks who haven't done it yet,
yeah,
that makes you bigger.
Winning one for
but
the,
he'd need another star to go there with him, too.
Porzingis, dude. Porzingis
wanna,
is crazy.
He clearly likes having 3 stars.
So he'll
I'm sure there's going to be a lot of guards that are like, you know what? I'm up for a contract. I may go live in the biggest city with the largest marketing ad.
Yeah, he would need a point guard.
World.
If you get like maybe a Kyle guard. Lowry or something in there, oh, God, the Knicks would be deadly.
I think he'd sign long-term.
Just chill out. I'm just using him as an example, Phil.
This is called just random hypotheticals.
Not
we're dreaming
specific.
How to make money. Right. But at the same time, there's other people that may be on the move. Like Kawhi Leonard seems to be a little
bit. Well, I think the Cavs are about to make some moves because the Cavs can't go forward with what they have. Like, they're about to fucking deal.
You going
to
dish the Nets pick, though?
I think they maybe
deal
that
well,
pick.
I think you can't
no
dish
deal
the Nets
Isaiah
pick
Thomas.
unless you keep LeBron. You have to get a guarantee from LeBron because you're not going to trade that 4th or 3rd overall pick for something like that's not going to be a long-term play. Like, you have to either build around Bagley later if LeBron leaves or get LeBron's commitment and then trade that pick for someone that's very, very valuable.
Well,
LeBron's not going to commit, though.
I know, so that's another reason why.
They can easily trade that pick. They can easily trade Isaiah Thomas. Apparently, y'all are telling me that they think Kevin Love's a fake piece of shit. So once that happens in the locker room, maybe they can deal him, too. They got a lot of people they can deal. DeAndre Jordan wants out of L.A.
Jordan's not the difference.
He would be gold there, though. Oh, my God. LeBron never has a big man. Like a dominant big man.
Because
big
men aren't
big
important
Z?
Anymore.
What about the big white guy? Zabronis. Zabowskis.
Yeah, he's great.
Just no great. Iggy or something.
No, Ilgauskas.
Yeah.
Is that him? Okay. That's pretty close to
yeah, something like that, yeah.
But
probably
I mean,
from like Croatia.
Would Kawhi Leonard suffice? But at the same time, you have a Kevin Love.
I don't believe all that.
Kevin Love seems to be having a rift with the team.
I don't believe the Kevin Love stuff or the Kawhi Leonard stuff. I think it's all going to be fine.
Stay woke with Pierce. Yeah, Tuesday night. That's all 9 p.m.
That's just all media bullshit. That's all that is.
How do you make something up like that?
I don't know. I'm just not thinking there's too big of a thing. It'll all be, maybe it is an issue, but I don't think it's going to be a long-term issue. I don't think Kawhi Leonard's going to leave San Antonio because they're mad at him over his recovering from an injury. No, I don't think that's
They said Kevin Love faked being sick.
See, I think that's bullshit, too. Like, I think Kevin Love was probably sick. I'm going to back my man K-Love.
I'm going to go with Pierce on the K-Love thing. Now, the Kawhi thing, I don't know what's going on there. They're so weird and closed off with Popovich being the head of the, you know, the team, pretty much, and how everything he says is closed answered. You never fucking know with San Antonio. They always just seem to be a silent assassin or not, just and never in the news. So them being in the news, you don't really know what to think.
Yeah.
But it seems that, lucky enough for us, it's Tuesday, and it's talked about, so we can talk about it.
Well, Kawhi Leonard being like a quiet, reserved guy, where, you know, you don't picture him going into voicing his displeasure.
What did he say specifically?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it was Kawhi himself.
Yeah.
Jalen Rose said that Kawhi Leonard wants out of San Antonio.
Yeah, Jalen's legit, man. I love me some Jalen Rose, so I don't want to say Jalen's full of shit, but, I mean, maybe he shouldn't say some shit like that.
He just said that Kawhi Leonard is frustrated and they can't attract big free agents.
That's true. True that. Uh-huh. Yep. He should go somewhere in the East.
So that's the NBA these days.
If you
can't win, Atlanta? You whine, and then you go find a superstar to play with.
He should go to Miami. 100%.
Who's there in Miami besides Hassan Whiteside?
Doesn't matter. They just load up. You just get other people. It doesn't matter who's there now. It's never
just go to Miami. Just go party in South Beach.
Just go. It's better than living in fucking San Antonio, Texas. I can guarantee that.
I'm going to back Pierce on that one as well. Especially if you have a surplus of cash, like they're giving NBA players these days. Just get a trade down South Beach.
Exactly. Work it out. No big deal. I think there are great tax incentives in that state, too.
I don't think there's any...
you know who else may be down there soon? Tax. Fucking Jason Kidd.
Boom.
Man, he's sure as fuck not spending his winters in Milwaukee.
I wouldn't hire that guy.
I don't think he's that. I don't even think he's been a relevant coach. Like, he didn't do well before getting coached.
He was terrible with the Knicks.
Yeah. The Knicks.
And then he got beat up.
Knicks?
Jason Kidd did not coach the Knicks.
I don't know.
He coached the Nets.
Who was the coach that coached the Knicks and then like got beat up by Matt Barnes?
I mean, it was the Nets. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Who got beat up by Matt Barnes?
Derek Fisher.
That was Derek Fisher.
Because he was banging Matt Barnes' wife.
Yeah, ex-wife, but yeah.
Yeah.
It was his ex-wife.
It wasn't his wife at
but
the
your
time.
Coach is banging your ex and your baby mama. I mean.
I don't think he coached.
Yeah, I don't think he coached him. I think they played for different teams.
He was on, like, the Warriors or something.
Yeah. But still.
He wasn't the coach of his team?
No. That would have been
fucking awesome.
He
didn't play for the Knicks.
It's impossible. He was a true journeyman. You just saw that tattooed freak everywhere.
Yeah, you wouldn't have been surprised.
He was, like, on every team in the NBA.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think he probably has a couple rings. He's kind of like a sleeper Robert Horry that was a little bit more crazy.
Don't put anybody. You can't.
I mean, I think he probably has a couple
from
the Lakers.
Big shot Bob. Are you kidding me?
No,
he is personally responsible for. Like
I just meant that he was on a multitude of teams that got titles.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't necessarily compare them skill.
I don't know that Matt Barnes has won a bunch of titles.
I think he won some with the Lakers.
Oh, you think he was on those Lakers? No, he wasn't on the Lakers back then.
I think he was on the Kobe Lakers.
That was that was so long ago. No way,
dude,
Matt Barnes.
I'm not
was
sure.
On those
I may
teams.
Be wrong. I may be wrong.
You're
100%
wrong.
I feel like
wrong.
He was on a bunch of these teams at once.
I think he only got one with the Warriors.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And like just recently,
Matt Barnes. Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. I thought he had more. I apologize if I was wrong.
Absolutely.
That's what I get for diving too deep into the NBA.
Yeah, I don't know where Matt Barnes came from. I just envisioned that he like crawled out of a gutter and walked out on the basketball court.
It really
like, I don't know where that. I could not tell you where that fucker came from. But
yeah, he's got one championship.
One ring. Where's he from?
Where's he from?
Yeah, like did he go to did he go to college? That's such a fucking negative way of saying it.
Well, at the same time,
I bet he went to
been
junior
around
college.
So long. He's like a Monta Ellis. You
it
can have gone
it
out
says
of high,
it's
school.
High school.
Yeah,
he oh, just snap Matt Barnes
you're right.
out of high school. Are you serious?
You could have played overseas.
On Wikipedia, well. Only said high school. I didn't say anything about college.
Did it say a year, Phil?
That he was drafted?
Yeah.
Because when did One and Done become a thing? How old was
2002.
Whoa.
Damn!
So he could have been on those Lakers.
We should have used all-girl A-L-E-X-A to ask that question.
Yeah, I just we'll introduce her later. I just never thought that he was in the NBA back then. God damn. He's old.
And only has one. I'm surprised. I mean, that's a 15-year journeyman. It's tough to get him.
I thought it was ridiculous that you thought that he could have been in the NBA back then. I'm surprised to know that he was actually in the NBA back then. That's fucking
I thought he was on those Kobe teams, but I was mistaken.
It's possible. I mean, it was possible.
He's been on he's 14 season, 9 playoff teams.
Oh, so he's in the playoffs a bunch. He's just, you know, real bad at winning championships.
I'm sure he helped out. The time they did lift it, no, he didn't.
Well, he beat the shit out of Derek Fisher.
And that's called good content.
Jeez. I mean, seriously, he's been on like 12 teams.
Nice. Well, let's. That's talking pro basketball. Let's talk about the guys that get paid less. College basketball. Mississippi State still sucks, so I'll be quiet during this section.
Rebs are awful.
I've got nothing on LSU.
I mean, none of our teams are good, but we can still talk SEC hoops because SEC's good. People aren't, you know, giving them enough credit, but.
And Kentucky's been on a little skid, 2 games in a row. Mississippi State gets them tonight, so by the time this recorded, I'm sure we got skull-dragged, but I would love a W, so come on, dogs! But
be a good win. Be a good quality program builder.
Yeah, that
is
would.
What it would be.
Some channel on Howland and the boys, but at the same time,
but
it
I think
start for another hour.
Man, Kentucky's going to be pissed. People are fucking with Cal, talking shit about Cal. He's missing out on all these recruits. Duke's taking all of them. I think Cal's going to just come out and stomp some folks in the next couple weeks. We'll see.
Wasn't he showing NBA interest? Wasn't he wanting to get in the NBA after last season? There was a lot of rumors.
A lot of rumors, yeah. People talking. But
now,
I don't
putting
know.
Him with like a John Wall and possibly like a Anthony Davis job, something like that.
Be good.
Playing with the ex-Kentucky players.
Yeah.
I hear those rumors.
I think he should. I'd get out of there if I was him. These people have crazy expectations. Like, I was watching Feinbaum yesterday, and some guy's calling in like legitimately thinks Cal should be his job should be in jeopardy because of this season. Like, their fans are nuts, like absolutely fucking nuts.
They expect like Saban
type
numbers. They're like, well, if Alabama football can do this, then we should be able to do this in basketball.
But they've only won one title,
with Calipari.
One.
But they've been in multiple finals.
They've
been
there a lot, yeah.
They played in the championship against Kentucky. I mean,
against Kentucky.
UConn. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, they definitely lost.
And they weren't even like really highly seeded.
Yeah, UConn was like a 7 seed.
Neither team was. They was like a 7 versus like a 4. Something.
Yeah, I don't think Kentucky was a real high seed either. But yeah, man, it's just crazy that they're upset with this guy. But the SEC, man, I didn't want to talk
Tennessee,
a bunch of shit.
Auburn is good. I mean, Tennessee's good. Auburn's good. I mean, there are some teams in there.
Florida's good.
Florida went on the road and won in Rupp, which
A&M.
Is never a good thing to do.
A&M's got really impressive wins. They started the SEC 0-5. They had a bunch of suspensions, had a couple injuries, but they're getting back to healthy. And those quality wins at the beginning of the year, they're one of the teams that beat Purdue. So, that was Tennessee that beat Purdue, my bad. But A&M's got some quality wins as well. They got one of the top RPIs in the SEC, and they're going to get in the tournament. They're going to get it together. They're going to make the tournament. Lunardi's got 8 teams in, y'all. I think that's a little high, but I've been telling y'all six.
I still think it's too early to do the
bracketology
shit and be like, four in.
Well, at the same time, they've already started telling you who's going to win the Heisman next year. So,
people are all about
this is who's going to win it. Like, it's going to be the running back from Stanford.
You don't listen to, you don't pay attention to that now. Lunardi doesn't have a job, you know? But yeah, that's why I didn't jump on Mikey Buckets last week when he's trashing our league because it's fucking January.
Trashed it.
He was pretty much trash. He was acting like it was irrelevant as always. And this is not a year to think the SEC is irrelevant as always. It's just not. There's always some random
it's not
team
like we're ever really irrelevant because you've had your Floridas
and your Kentuckys. I mean,
but
at the same time, we don't have a tier one team. We don't have yes, that's true. A
couple years ago, we had like 3 teams make the tournament. That is pathetic for a conference like ours. It's just really, really sad and it's piss poor. And we used to schedule like shit, but they made it a thing. That's where this SEC Big 12 Challenge came from. They decided to schedule up and everybody's playing great schedules. Like, what is it? The
13 of the SEC schedules are in the top 100 strength of schedule. 10 are in the top 50. I mean, that's pretty fucking good. They got some quality non-conference wins. I'm telling you, they won 76.1% of those non-conference games as well. That's pretty fucking good.
All right. So
they're good. I don't think we get 8-6. I've been saying 6.
Pierce is making a strong argument for the SEC.
I'm on it. I mean, I might as well get on this stump now. I mean, if I'm going to argue something all year, I might as well argue. That's fine. Stand, respect us.
Hold your ground on that. That is fine. I'd love to see some competitive ball out of the SEC because I agree. Like, that year we had 3. It's not very fun, but at the same time, and I told Pierce the same thing, I only see, like, 2 of them being, at this time, obviously it's still January, but, like, Auburn and Tennessee look to be the 2 better teams in the conference. Florida's up there.
Okay.
But those are like the teams that will compete later in the tournament rather than just getting to the tournament.
Yeah, maybe second weekend. I don't think there's a Final Four team in the SEC. I mean, if anybody, maybe Florida could make a run because they got experience and they got a ton of depth. But, I mean, like most of these teams, like A&M, he's got it projected as a 10. Mizzou is a 10. Arkansas is a 9. Like, everybody else is in the 4 or 5 range. Bama, a 10. But, yeah, the highest seeded team is a 4. And that's probably the best SEC can hope for at this point. So, I don't think any of them are elite. I just think the normal quality and the number of teams is going to be higher than usual, which is great. Because, you know, they're scheduling up. They got great RPIs, and it's paying off. It's paying off a little bit. It's a slow process to get from where we were.
And at the same time, none of the teams are our teams. So
yeah, which, you know. It's
fucking awesome. Love it. But you did mention, you know, Calipari, and we've talked a little bit about Kentucky. I've mentioned that I think they suck, but they're probably going to win tonight, so don't want to talk too much shit. He's a little pissed at Coach K and how Duke's running their program. They've taken the top,
like,
4 of the top 10s.
Yeah,
I love it. I love it.
Because, like, 3 years ago, you'd only see Calipari do that shit. Like, he'd be the only person. He'd be like, hey, somebody's got 3 of the top 10. Got it. 4 of the top 10. Got to be Kentucky. But no, fucking Duke's doing it now. And Cal's kind of, he's kind of mad about it. It's funny. It's really
funny.
You'd
think that one and done documentary would have, like, helped him even more.
Because that's the thing. You look at that. You watch an NBA game. There's the minimum of 4 Kentucky players in that game every time. You watch a Nuggets game against anybody, there's like 6 or more. The other night I was watching, there was 8 Kentucky players on the floor. They were playing the Pels. Oh, it was the Suns game.
I was at that game. Booker,
I was watching the Suns.
Booker's
Suns
fun
game
to watch, man.
He's a baller. They just have he puts you in the NBA, and that's the thing. That's his sales pitch. Like, that's what Cal's getting really mad about, is his sales pitch is NBA. He's like, I put you in the league. You come here, you get the league. Duke's like, you come here, we set you up for life. Cal doesn't like that shit. He's like, I got some swamp land in Florida I can sell you too, but I'm not going to promise you that.
Yeah.
It's messed up. He thinks it's messed up, and they're just kind of beating him at his own game. I think he's sour.
Yeah.
All right. It sounds like I'm going to have to put you and Mikey Buck on a little conversation. Let y'all duke it out with some college basketball. I can't wait to see it. It should be fun.
Well, let's wait a couple weeks, because, you know,
somebody's will come to fruition and the other one may look a little bit worse. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll find the number, and hopefully maybe the dogs can sneak in there, but we'll see. I think that wraps
Well, the Georgia dogs are first 4 out right now. I know we, you know. Lenardi, I'm going to save your fucking career this year. We're going to talk bracketology. We're going to see what you can do. We might even do our own. Who knows?
There you go.
Who knows?
Team attack it. I think that wraps up normal sports. Let's get into the things we shine at best.
Pierce, oh, man. I
cue
love
the music. Olympics, and it's time for us to change up a sport, and I got one for us this weekend, guys. I think you're going to like it. I told you all about it earlier, but the listeners don't know. We're going to change up figure skating. Wait, what, Kip? How are you going to do that? They have all these cool judges that decide everything on their own.
It's all traditional and shit.
There's no merits or actual winning. It's just subjective. Well, we found a different way. We're going to actually at least invite some more folks to join us in the stands. We're going to change up figure skating by mixing up the music as well as mixing up the clothing here. They always seem to be wearing something that's not subjective enough, but sometimes just looks all weird. And then sometimes the music, all the time, the music is just the worst. So we're trying to figure a way to mix it up. So I figured we'd bring a little rap into the game. I've got, so you know the song, so when you start figure skating, you sit there and you stand there like a mannequin. So
you start in a resting position.
A resting position. Yeah. I like the verbiage, yeah. So then I was thinking, I want something like the Black Beatles by that band or that dude, I don't know.
Black Beatles in the city, be back immediately to confiscate the money.
Fresh girl.
Where you do the mannequin challenge, and then when it becomes a rap song or a hip-hop song, that's when you have to start dancing to that song. And if that doesn't
work... We'll try to drop that in for you, just so people can really picture, you know. But what are you wearing while this is happening?
Well, I guess it depends. I think you have to wear a little bit baggier clothes here. Garbs and possibly, like, a lot of gold.
Baggier clothes that cannot help you do tricks.
That's part of the game. I don't care, Phil. I'm trying to make this more entertaining. Make it a little bit more difficult.
You wear, like, capris, though. Like, capri baggy pants. Yeah. Like, they don't dress have to go like, down and mess with his skates. You know, he doesn't have to be unsafe.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure...
You're all about fucking safety, man. Like,
Phil probably wants to put them all on a fucking helmet. I'm just trying to make this more entertaining by throwing some rap music into it instead of having to listen to fucking bots.
Just trying to spice it up a little bit.
I agree on that.
He's trying to do, like, what Tonya Harding was trying to do without the pipe. That's basically what Skip's trying to do here.
Yeah, just jazz it up a little bit. Bring some entertainment value to this. Make it more like wrestling or something.
A little different demographic viewing it. You know, a little more rowdy in the stands. I get it.
Yeah.
I totally
make it
get
a show. Give it a good concert. Maybe get someone to do some live shows. Or make it karaoke night when it's like the regionals.
Crowd participation definitely needs to be upped.
Yeah, you gotta have the crowd involved. Gotta have crowd involved.
Yeah, it seems like it's very like quiet and hush-hush until like it's almost like tennis in there. I think it should be more like soccer, where you're singing the whole time, maybe singing along with them.
Oh, you want her to do like chants and shit.
Possibly, or I think sometimes they're singing songs in there.
Yeah, I mean,
Team songs, I guess. It'd be like a fight song or something. You can mix it up. I want, like, lively music to get everyone jacked up. Like, maybe, like, even a sandstorm, like the South Carolina football team does. Give me some of that kind of stuff.
Do any of the songs, are they all just instrumental, or do they have some singing?
I'm pretty sure they're all
instrumental. It's like opera shit.
Yeah.
I guess
there is some singing, but yeah, it's like opera. It'd be like, la-di-da-di-da, like, you know, like,
hey,
I don't even know if they sing words.
Will you plug the song from Step Brothers right here when it's Will Ferrell?
Which one?
The Italian, like opera song.
That song.
Quando vivo solo sui un orizzonte fatto di palabra, in la sombra entre luces todos negre para mi mirada. Si tu no estás junto a mí aquí,
that's some shit that people would dance to for sure. That skate to.
Skate to. We're gonna mix that up, switch it up from that song to, you know, like Boats and Hoes. Something, you know, just change it up a little bit.
Is that what they listen to on the Vikings boat?
I don't know. Classic. We'll have to ask Smoot. See if I know he's a dog, so he's probably a listener. All of them are listeners. Everyone's a listener.
Woof, woof, right?
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so if Smoot wants to come on and talk about the music they played on the Love Boat, we'd really love it. But in the meantime, I want to hear some songs y'all think would jazz up a little bit of the figure skating.
Man, like, we're talking about crowd involvement. I'm going to get everybody involved. I'm going to get everybody glow sticks, maybe like some face masks or some crazy shit. But it's going to be wild, I'll tell you that right now. Going to drop the lights, going to get them lasers going. I'm going to play Willie the Pimp from Frank Zappa. It's going to be great. I'm going to melt faces in that place. Like, they don't know. They're not going to know what happened when it started. At the end, they're going to be completely changed. I'm a little pimp with my hair gas blow. Hand in your pants with my shoes on low. Gonna be fucking righteous.
All right. That's a bold play.
Oh man, you just gotta hear that intro, and it's just like
it gives you the willies, just like our song. I can understand. Man, I'm sure
fucking right.
Yes, sir.
I don't even know that song you were talking about. So
it's all right. I just filmed a bunch of different songs. I was trying to make it like a football.
Yeah, but I mean, basically, the whole concept here is we would spice it up with music that we enjoy.
It's also, I mean, everyone picks their own. So yeah, it's opinionated, obviously. I was trying to make it as like a rowdy version. I like your play here. It sounds like yours would be a fun time to go.
It's like a 10-minute song, dude. I'm talking about the whole fucking thing. It would be a long program. Like,
I was thinking this would be like a concert, though, of some sort.
I mean, by the end of it, you don't know what would be going on. I don't even know what you would do skating around for 9 minutes. You might even have, like, trees popping out and shit. If you can involve, like, you know, choreography with other people, then, I mean, objects. This could turn into, like, a whole theater type of thing. Whole performance.
I like that idea. That's well played.
I mean, it could get really trippy.
There you go. Phil, give me a song.
Beat that.
Yeah. Let me hear a song in the environment. Let's
speaking of long songs, I'm gonna, and since you mentioned this.
Phil's going heady.
That band, like earlier, Fish. Since it's, like, 15-minute songs, I would just go with the Harry Hood jam, you know, when they peak it. Peeking it, you do like a triple axel or whatever the TARDIS trick is. And I would incorporate objects on the rink, like an equestrian type thing, like you hop over a bar.
Oh, shit, so
you're going to win this.
You're trying to add a lot of technical merit and stuff.
I like that you know when not only the song is peaking, but when you want her to peek over the little like horse ramp as well.
Wait.
Well played.
Yeah, so her. Is this duo skating? Tossing some of the chick around?
No. That could be. That would work too.
I was thinking chicks. I wouldn't even think. When you say figure skating, I usually think of, like you said, like a Tanya Harding or a Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah, I was picturing solo. But yeah, okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah, okay.
Either way.
I like that. And incorporating the jumps and the jumps, that's well played.
Yeah.
You may win that one. So for those that don't check our Twitter as often, you should. It's at LNO Podcast. But every week we post our, not only we're going to start posting our winter Olympiad ideas to change up the sports, but also all of our podium awards will be on there as a voting poll. So go vote. Go follow us and engage us. Let us know what you think and what your podium awards or how you would change the game up. That would be great. So next up is our section, cue the horns.
Man, you are really bad with the horns.
I'm not good at
them. Let the professional handle it.
All right, hit it.
All
time to do favorite Nickelodeon TV shows.
He's got to make sound effects. Like,
I love it, dude. I'm sitting
doing my hands. I don't even want to talk shit because most of the time I do it. And
it's just something I do. It's exciting.
I get pumped too.
And with this episode this week, I'm stoked about the topic. I think there's so many, in contention would be the word. So it's almost doing a 100 meter race, and you're like, all eight of those people will be like sitting right there on the finish line right next to each other. So honorable mentions will be allowed. Let's see how many repeaters we have and who's got the best one.
Well, there's no repeaters.
You don't know that. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. You don't know. What's it called?
Good audible.
I dare you.
Well, let's start with Phil. I want to hear Phil. Let's give
Phil's been winning lately. Phil has been.
Here's our last week champion. We're going to start with Phil.
I'm going to start off with my honorable mention. Or should I do the way? I'll do that last.
No, do bronze.
All right. Bronze, the Ren and Stimpy show.
Ooh.
One
of like the original.
To this day, I can't figure out why it was considered like a kids' TV show and then why it was on Nickelodeon because like.
It really pushed some boundaries.
Yeah. I think it, molded me into the nice degenerate I am today.
Abso-fucking-lately, man. That's a good one.
And Silver, since I'm like a little bit older than y'all, and my prime Nickelodeon years was like late 80s, Silver's, you can't do that on television. That was like the original getting slimed show. That's when
Jesus Christ, how old are you?
Yeah, I don't remember that one at all, but that's cool. I do.
I like the original slime. Yeah, OG as shit.
Yeah, it was before Nickelodeon like really blew up. You know.
They were just getting their feet wet. The biz.
And the slime.
Because they matured way beyond that.
The slime took off.
Oh, absolutely.
The slime was well incorporated throughout the history of Nickelodeon until they got like all corporate and awful.
Yeah, if your show didn't have slime, it wasn't making it. Like, if you went and pitched them a show and you didn't find a way to incorporate slime, they're like, yeah, we're not ordering that. Uh-uh, buddy. Now, when you got more slime,
how are you
going to
get kids involved if there's no slime?
Legends of the Hidden Temple is probably the only show that didn't have slime. I'm just naming shows that didn't have slime.
Calm down.
I don't think they ever slimed
anybody.
Let's
not start throwing out some other names here.
But maybe they did. Who knows? But anyway, Phil, sorry.
And then, Gold, this is probably not the most popular choice, but I mean, I loved it, and it was Get the Picture.
Get the Picture.
It was Power Surge! I just love that, and it was before pre-Guts Mike O'Malley.
Humble Mike O'Malley,
Prick Mike O'Malley was when he did that TV show on TBS.
Yeah, I did say Prick.
Oh.
What was the show on TBS?
I don't know, he just did some corny daytime comedy.
Man, I kind of feel like I know what you're talking about.
Where he was a security guard. He lived with his brother in his guest house.
All right.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
I watched a lot of TV. Then, you'll hear mine.
And then honorable mention, which I'm sure is going to be on somebody's list, is Guts. Because I just thought those kids were pussies and I could definitely do better than them.
You'll hear them on my list, but that was one of the reasons why it was great. I would rock these kids.
Oh, you always think you could beat them. I would totally take these guys.
Yeah, it's like, fuck Sergio from Portugal. I'm going to beat his ass. Team Purple, I'm cheering for Team Blue.
Have these kids ever been on a suspension bridge before? Like, God, do they not know how to handle this?
I know.
I used to love the pool events where they would just be like on their knees and they'd have to pull themselves across the fucking pool. You know, like that was really hard.
I loved those games. So I was more of a competitive guy. And I'll just go ahead and start. I'll roll right into mine.
Okay, let's hear it. Because he's stepping on your shit. Probably.
No, it's cool. I don't mind. So I'll start with my bronze. Speaking of shows that like how somebody couldn't figure something out when you watch it now, Legends of the Hidden Temple. Not only were there creepy weird guys just reaching out and grabbing kids, but also it was like the same thing where you were just pulling across a rope with a fucking boogie board and like having to like put your hand on a buzzer and then you got... You and your team, you know, the Blue Barracudas are on to the next round. So I was all about it.
Man, I forgot about those dudes in the temple that would just like...
They just cover your mouth and then the wall would close.
Yeah. It's like, oh, what's going on back there?
Exactly.
This is, like, How shitty would it be if that was your job? Like, yeah, I'm the one that grabs the little kids on Legends of the Hidden Temple. Like,
I also wait tables at iFish on the weekends. Like, here's my headshot.
It's just the worst. I feel for those people.
I'm probably in the minority on this, but I wasn't a fan of that show. I really didn't watch
it. Well, you know, you were so much older and more mature than I was.
Yeah, I forgot. So you got out your game shows well earlier into mine.
I think that was at the tail end of my Nickelodeon watching days.
All right. Well, you know what? Because you've been a dick, I'm going to keep going and tell you some other cool competition
games. Go for it.
My next one is not my competition game. So I wasn't a big cartoon kid, so I'm not going to be real life people. But Pete and Pete, I thought that was a unique brother TV show. So
great.
I thought it was a strong play. You know, it was enjoyable. I'll never forget the episode where they get the little president stuck up the nose, and the only way they get it out is by doing the static electricity off the door, shoots it out. But what's it called? Yeah, just a throwback show. I enjoyed watching it. And I can still watch it today, which is a big piece about it.
Yeah, that is. That's like,
if you watch it. Nostalgia's great.
Yeah, like if I can still watch it. Now, this one, I mean, you ripped on Guts a little bit. So I was in between two games. And you mentioned Slime as well. So if you remember the game Double Dare, where you could do
family. Mark Summers, baby.
Yeah. He was great. I thought it was a fun competition. I was always like, because it was physical three boys challenge in our house. And I was like, oh, man. With three boys, we would kill it in this game. Like, we could cut the little brother out and just use the top two.
It's we don't even need him.
Yeah. It's only four. We're good. But I was like, it was awesome. It was what the last little marathon thing where you had to go grab all the flags and get all the money. And you win a cool trip to Orlando to see.
Isn't that where they are, though?
Yeah. But
it's like, hey, you want to trip right back here.
It's like, do you want to come back here later in the fall? Maybe compete in Double Dare Team 2000?
It'll be great.
Yeah, the host was such a fucking dweeb.
Mark Summers.
Mark Summers, dog. Yeah. He was on some other shit.
He wore
shit,
like the
too.
Suit and then the white sneakers.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, he was a baller. So I do agree with you. There are goobers in parts of that, but I've since watched him on the Food Network. He does like crazy like fair foods. Maybe it's the Travel Channel.
That's where I saw
him. He has a pretty good stones, you know, watching TV.
That's where I saw him.
You know, if you're sitting there, like, it's kind of like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, but with a little bit more of that 90s.
Lot less
TV
hair.
Peppered in there.
Lot less Guy Fieri.
Yeah, less bleach, more fair food. So.
Yeah.
But it's strong stuff. So that's mine, but I had an honorable mention.
Wait, so Double Dare was your gold?
Yeah, I used Double Dare as my gold.
Gold. No, it is.
I had Guts up there as well, but I rotated it.
I just
out.
Cannot believe if you were going to put a game show at number one, you put Double Dare over Guts.
Well, I had Guts on there, but at the same time, it was mainly because Mo. She kind of got
She loved me. You love Mo.
Yeah, that accent just, you know, drove me crazy.
Send it to Mo.
Yeah. And then it's like, oh, hey, y'all. Someone's like, oh, what's up? I don't know, I have an English accent. Well, or Australian. What is it?
I don't.
Anyway. I'm going to just take this opportunity. I'm going to do a little audible in mine because, I really thought something was going different. Bronze medal, I'm going to go All That. Saturday Night Live for kids. Just a great concept. I was big into that sketch comedy idea. We watched a lot of SNL in my household as a kid, so I was big into that. A lot of launch pad for a lot of people, too.
I mean, you still get one of the guys on Saturday Night Live now.
Yeah, Keenan.
He's like token black guy. He does like all the Tiger Woods, all the Barack Obamas.
Yeah.
He does all of those skits. He's almost the only one I like watching.
Everybody else
is like try hard.
That guy did a fantastic Bill Cosby back when it was cool to do a Bill Cosby. Cosby, you know, before it was
just a lot
like,
worse.
Yeah, he did a very good Bill Cosby.
He put that sweater on to do the Pops commercial.
But yeah, just fantastic. That was great. That was fucking great. This is where I did my audible here because I did have, and I'm going to move what I had there to my honorable mention, but I got to go with Guts at silver. Like, if you didn't like, Guts was badass because like y'all said, you always thought you could beat these kids. I always wanted to be the blue guy, and
I mean, who doesn't want to climb the aggro crag?
You wanted a piece of the aggro crag too, own personal.
Yes, I've tried to buy pieces of aggro crag on eBay like four separate times and been outbid. Like I was hiking out in Vegas at Red Rock, and I was like. When we were climbing the top of this rock, I was just picturing me climbing the aggro crag. I was like, I'm on Guts right now. I just got to get to, because I was fucking tired. I did not want to keep going, but I thought about Guts in that moment, and it motivated me to get to the top. Plus, I didn't want to be a bitch. But anyway,
I'm going to put gold, Guts as my silver. I did not expect to do that. I did not think it would be out there to snag.
Sometimes
like
you
that.
Show up in the last 800, and that's why you do the Olympics podium.
That is it.
God, scramble sometimes. And, some guys recover.
But I was not about to change my gold. I was about to maybe sub all that out as my bronze. But anyway, my gold medal, Rocco's Modern Life. Yes, sir. It's, it's in that same vein as it exists because Ren and Stimpy was successful. You know, it was a more adult themed show, a lot of double entendre, a lot of innuendo. It was, Rocco was.
Now, they do Rocco's very well in that. Time. Like in cartoons, they seem to like mask things, like when you, if you were watching it as, let's say, someone that was 10 years older than us, similar to like how you see like SpongeBob out there now, like you're like, oh. I know who he is. I didn't necessarily know all these scenes or whatnot, but it's like,
well, you know,
this is a totally different connotation than when I watched it as a 6-year-old.
Right. Yeah, you still
laugh.
Wayne's
World was
that
way for us. Like we watched it growing up, and I was like, I got more jokes as I got older, but I watched it very early on. And just thought Schwing was funny.
Yeah, you used to laugh at stuff back then because other people would laugh, and like they got jokes that you didn't get, and you thought you were supposed to laugh, and then you figure it out later. But it's funny you mentioned SpongeBob. The people behind Rocco went on to do SpongeBob, so that was like the next thing they did. I don't think the creator did, but like most of the creative team ended up on SpongeBob. I didn't know that until today. But Rocco was great, man. And Rocco was just all like, it attacked a lot of society as well, too. Because, he's an immigrant wallaby. Like, he's fucking great. His best friend's a cow, who is just like the epitome of America. Like, heifer is the most worthless. Like, the epitome of, like, what other countries think of America, I guess you'd say. Mr. Bighead was like your typical fucking corporate boss man, just mad at everybody, had a sympathetic wife. Rocco was great, man. It was fucking great. And you know what? Rocco's not dead. 2018, February, which is like 2 weeks from now, there's going to be a Rocco TV movie called Rocco Static Cling. Get this. They're going to be in outer space.
Whoa.
Outer fucking space.
Is this a free plug?
O-Town.
Did he pick this section because this movie is coming out?
You better believe I'm watching
it. It's TV movie?
TV
it's on
movie.
Nickelodeon.
I'm assuming it's coming on Nickelodeon. No, I had no
idea. I thought it was going to be like a Pixar kind of thing.
Nah, I wish. I don't think Rocco's getting that much pull these days. They're not spending too much
money. Maybe they're just testing the water to see how a movie would do.
Seems like the whole crew's back for this Rocco. Couple weeks from now, I'm going to watch it. I figure all y'all should watch it, and hopefully it's great. I mean, they're in outer space. How could it not be great?
We can come back and review it.
Yeah, we're going to.
We have this whole platform. We can talk about just about anything.
Well, it got me thinking, like, it was the last episode of Rocco's Modern Life, like, them getting shot into space, and, like, that's how it ended. It was like, they're not on the planet anymore, and now we're going to, like, catch up to them 10 years later in space or some shit. I don't know. It's got a lot of potential.
It turns out you've watched a lot of fucking Rocco.
Oh, I watched a ton of
Rocco.
I've
never watched the show.
Honorable mention, though. Hey, I'm going to bring my Salute Your Shorts.
Oh,
fantastic fucking show. It
really
didn't
go long enough.
It went 2 seasons. It didn't really deserve to be on the list anyway. That was going to be my silver. We left off on some other great ones. Hey Dude. Y'all,
hey,
Christine
Dude.
Taylor was on Hey
Dude.
Is
that Ben Stiller's
wife? Yeah, she was
Melody.
Yeah. Oh,
the show was
strong.
Like, I mean, we spoke
about
all of these.
Long
there
time.
Were so many on the...
Clarissa Explains It All.
Yeah, she was hot, too.
Let's think about how like creepy some of these would have been after the fact. Like, the kid that comes from next door and just throws a ladder up in your daughter's window. Like, how are you not pissed at that kid? How do you not just throw him out and quit banging my daughter?
Maybe her dad went out for cigs and never came back. Did we ever see her parents? I don't know that we did. Oh, we did. Doug, how do we forget about Doug?
I mean, Rugrats is up there. That
Doug
was a show you watched when you were younger. You know, like,
did y'all
Hey
watch,
Arnold?
I was just about to say that. Angry Beavers I watched.
I never saw
but
those.
There was just
this
so
is way
many
after
shows
time,
and I didn't
bro,
watch as much.
Like,
but I mean, like,
I
for those
Nickelodeon.
That watch scary movies, you know,
like
you did have
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah, Snick on Saturday Night was awesome.
I wasn't really
Kenan and
Kel
was solid.
Kenan and Kel was a solid spinoff.
Say what?
Kenan and Kel, who loves orange soda?
It's just amazing. Nickelodeon brought the heat for like 15 years right there.
How do you know
I thought Disney Channel
right
did
now,
well also, but it's a totally different week. We'll talk about that.
Because I don't hear about that shit. Like, I figure that you heard.
Why would you?
I don't know, but I just figured that we would have by some point. But yeah, Salute Your Shorts. That whole thing fell apart. I learned in this research today. It all fell apart. They wanted to move locations to Orlando, and a lot of the kids didn't want to move their life from L.A. to Orlando. And like some production budget issues as well. But Jesus, yeah.
You put a lot of work into this.
I read a lot of stuff today. I read a lot of stuff today. Oh, yeah. Well, Phil wasn't going to win this week, boys. Wasn't going to happen.
Well, yeah. Mention what Pierce has said right
Mine
there.
Got so strong adding guts to it. Holy shit, I destroyed y'all.
Okay, what's it called?
The masses probably will agree with you, but I mean, why not? I'm not trying to appease to the masses. Given my podium.
There you go. There
yeah,
you go.
It was favorites, and it was great. And I like what y'all Phil has to say. But it was supposed to be favorites week one, too, with whatever we did, and y'all turned it into like some other crazy shit.
No.
So.
Yeah, we did.
So anyway, hey, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool. I'm not upset. It's cool.
These squints, I threw ham in there.
It's cool. Yeah, no, I mean, I got dominated. That squints number one, that was probably going to be the best podium slot ever.
Speaking of which, if you get the opportunity, go Google Wendy Peppercorn today.
Pepper.
No, it's Pepper.
Peppercorn. Peppercorn. Peppercorn.
She's smoke.
Definitely want pepper.
And she's smoke. So, yeah, that's a nice little...
Well, she was always smoke.
Yeah, she was smoke back then, but, too. Say like nothing's changed. Jogger.
25 shit. Years. That's Wendy. Pretty strong.
25 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she's like Vanna White, dude. She doesn't age.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's classic blondes. What's it called? But that's the end of the podium, so don't forget to go on Twitter, vote in the poll, put in your podium as well, yeah. Please.
Reply with your podium.
Yeah, we'll see what you have to say. We didn't have those mini cartoons as normal people would have for Nickelodeon shows, but to each their own, so we'll see what y'all have to say.
I can't believe you're not a cartoon fan. I mean, that really bothers me. I wanted to put two or three cartoons.
Family Guy or any of that.
Family Guy, I get where you're coming from, but South Park, I don't get how you don't. So you never watched The Simpsons?
No, didn't do The Simpsons.
Oh, man, dude.
But C'est la vie.
That's
different thing.
That's a shame, bro.
You can't win them all, I suppose. I hadn't seen Star Wars either.
Well, I don't watch that bullshit either. But I mean, dude, cartoons, like, man, that's a lot of our childhood there.
Yeah, well, to each their own, it seems. What's it called? I'm glad we've managed to find the same path eventually. Got here on this podcast, but let's talk about a couple more things and we'll wrap up this this week's episode. I want to talk about my dude Tiger motherfucking Woods. The season starts this week.
This is your volume shot or no?
No, this is not. We'll do volume shots in a little while. This is me talking goddamn Tiger Woods. All right.
He just wants to talk Tiger. He thinks Tiger like might compete
now.
This weekend.
I'm going to talk Tiger Woods about it. Single week that he's playing, I'm going to talk about him. So that's how this is going to work. This week, Pierce and I were talking about it, and I said, what do you think about, how do we think he'll fare? And Pierce made the joke that he'll miss the cut. Phil, what do you think is going to happen?
I said that he was going to miss the cut.
He said that. And then
I think he's going to miss the cut, too.
No, yeah, I said the safe bet is to predict that Tiger will not make the cut.
All right, then you'll have the exact same message then, because he sent me the same thing and then sent the Vegas odds.
Yeah, he was like plus 100. Vegas doesn't think he's going to make the cut.
He's even money to miss the cut. I'm going to take him to make the cut. I'm not looking for a top 10. He's just gripping and ripping down the practice.
Making the cut would be a win. You got to take baby steps. He's not going to just come back and win shit. He's probably never going to win shit anyway. But I would like him to. I'm a fan as well. Not as much as you.
No, you're going to... I'm going to bring this point, what you just said, back here soon when you just anchored the reverse. You just reverse anchored my boy, so you're fucked. And I'm going to have that on repeat, Pierce, if you don't mind. Save that on the soundboard so that we can remind everyone when Phil doubted that Tiger would ever win again. He's going to post like a 5
Well,
spot.
Maybe he went a tournament. He ain't winning a major.
Too late. You spoke. I heard it. It hurts my feelings. But yeah,
I'm sorry. I want it to happen.
Okay, so I agree.
I've watched a lot less golf since Tiger Woods has not been around.
Me too. I have as well, so I agree. I'd hope it happens this week that he just kind of gets going. You know, like you said, it's take baby steps, so to speak. But baby steps from being the best golfer in history is just making he's only missed 4 or 8 cuts prior to the skid of injuries. So, like... missing 16 or 22 cuts over the course of a career would be considered fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he's in the business of missing cuts this week.
He thinks Tiger's going to compete this week.
It's I didn't say compete.
No, I know you're not saying it. I'm not trying to say you're saying it, but deep down you think that it's possible. It's not.
Okay, no. Okay.
It's I mean, not. It's possible he'll make the cut. I mean, that's not that incredibly hard to do. But, I mean, as far as competing, being relevant, no. I mean, he'll be relevant just because of his name. But in the tournament, no.
All right. Well, I hope to be able to bring this back. I know this won't happen this week, but yeah, let's see if we can hold on to that one for a little while, Pierce. Like a year.
We'll try. We'll see.
Like a year.
Well, before we wrap up this week's episode, we want to give a shout out to our guys over at Shinesty. We appreciate y'all picking up the six pack for us this week. For those that don't remember, Shinesty, Shinesty.com. Use promo code LOUD69 at checkout to get 15% off your next order. Blah, 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 blah. Let's do some volume shots and call it a day here in just a second. Remember how we had some Alexis times last weekend where we would talk about random shit to her and it didn't work well? We're going to try to curve that this week by being a little calmer. So
we're going to try to settle down. Just going to get. She likes just direct commands. She likes to listen to one person. She likes to listen to me. She does not like to listen to you. I don't know why. She's got a little issue with Skip. But yeah, we're going to do some volume shots. Why not? Let's have a little fun. I mean, let's start with Phil, though, because we started with Phil earlier, and it's kind of been Phil's night because we're being nicer to Phil because we had a rough week with Phil last week. And, you know, I think we should start with Phil. So, Alexa, set the timer to 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
All right, I'm going to go Homer on this. I'm talking about my Pelicans and Alvin fucking Gentry. I mean, I really hate that dude. He's the worst hire in, like, NBA history. Dude was a loser three times as a previous coach, and now he's got two All-Stars, and he gets barely over 500. It's pretty infuriating, and I refuse to even watch until he's gone.
All right. Well, Phil, I like that. You hit that perfectly on the timer.
Alexa, off.
Nicely done. We're navigating well this evening. I liked it. That was well-timed. It does seem that Alvin Gentry has had issues in the past, and you should be better, but at the same time, you're playing a tough conference. So
Boogie went off last night.
Yeah, but
against the Bulls.
Yeah,
overtime.
Double
overtime.
I
mean, come on.
Double overtime. But still, Boogie's solid. If you can figure out Boogie, Anthony Davis, you just need like
okay, clearly he can't.
He can't. Yeah, I don't know how. He's an idiot.
Yeah, I mean,
so maybe
anybody
get rid of
could
him.
Coach that team.
So is he actually on the hot seat?
He better be.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You think they're going to fire him while he's like five games above?
I don't fucking know. I mean, he's not the fucking answer. It's
yeah, you're not going to compete like, with him as the coach, but at the same time,
we don't have any depth,
right,
but still, I don't care about depth. Like, you got Anthony Davis and Boogie Cousins. Like, they should be better.
That's fair. And like you said, Boogie went off the other night, and they're both first team All-Stars. So that's
starting,
pretty nice. Yeah. So I liked it. That was a good volume shot. Pierce, you ready to get it going?
Yeah, I'll go. Alexa, set the timer to 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
I'm also going to go NBA with mine, NBA All-Star Draft. I don't know if y'all saw this, but they're not doing conferences this year. LeBron and Steph are the captains, and they're going to, like, schoolyard pick it. LeBron's the leading vote getter, so I guess he's the first pick. Anyway, it just sets up some interesting dynamics. Like, if LeBron gets a chance to pick Kyrie, will he pick Kyrie? I kind of think he will. Phil earlier said he thinks he will. Who will be picked last? You know, like, televise it, NBA. Fucking put it on TV. We want to know this shit. Alexa, off.
I think he would pick Kyrie just to look like, because he's so
to look like the good guy.
Cognizant of his image, he would look like the good guy. And, like, that he had nothing to do with that. And that Kyrie was being a jerk. And so, yeah, he'd probably pick him number one.
I mean, I'd watch this over the game. I don't fucking care about the All-Star game. I want to see the drama of the draft. I want to know when people were picked. Because they said they're not even going to release the order. They're not even going to tell us what happened. And I feel like this is a made-for-TV event. They're just blowing it big
time. It seems like Michael Irvin and Jerry Rice did it a couple years for the NFL, and it was fun. I mean,
but
obviously they're not with the
active
players.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
it was still
making
fun.
Something out of the riff just to make something. Like, they're like, let's make some drama, but not give anyone the actual info to the drama. So it's like, it's almost like blue balls, you know? It's like a cock tease.
Exactly. So, I mean, that just leaves
us... Like, why do it that way if you're not going to publicize it?
Exactly. Like, what's the point? And it seems like, I don't know, they don't want the last person to get their feelings hurt or something.
It's
like,
only the top five.
Oh,
is it the whole 14?
Yeah, you're picking everybody.
Well, who would give a shit?
You're still an all-star.
Yeah, 24 of us there.
You're still an all-star. But, dude, it's so much ego in that league. Yeah, it's just, it's an ego thing. Like, somebody's going to be upset. Oh, why didn't you pick me, Bron? You picked someone. So over like, me. Yeah, at that
they're
going to
pick their teammates first.
Then why do it that way?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Because it should be a TV thing.
Yeah,
that would make it.
But it's just weird that they're not doing it, and they don't even want to tell us what goes on in there. It just seems it's just really weird. It's like a trial run. Maybe it's just thinking like if it becomes like one sided, they can just change it too. If we don't see how they pick it. But, you know, who knows?
Surely it'll change.
Gimmicks
like this never seem to really work.
Yeah, they're going to not play defense. The score is going to be like 177 to 164. And, hammer that over. So if you ever take an over in anything, it's the NBA All-Star Game. Like, they can't set
it's
it
like
high
400,
enough.
It's like 400 points.
It's like 270-something. It'll be nuts. But take it. Take it.
All right.
That's a good one. I liked it. Good call.
All right, let's do this.
Alexa, set the timer to 24 seconds.
24 seconds, starting now.
I want to give a shout-out to the Colorado Avalanche. They're on a 10-0 winning streak. Went on the road, took care of number 10, Toronto, 4-2 yesterday. And then they're on a massive road, I guess, haul. So they will probably not maintain this for too long. But at the same time, they've gotten themselves back into contention in the division as well as in the playoff hunt, just a couple points back. So shout out to those guys. Give us some free tickets.
Alexa, off.
Well done, boys.
That's how you
Alexa, off.
That's how you shot clock it right there. I got it off before the
Yeah, you got it down, dude. 24. I had more to say.
You blew the conversation.
I got it in. I got it all in, though. I'm trying to go to that college shot clock. Y'all are about this NBA shot clock. I could really use that extra 6 seconds, you know.
That is fair. It was a good topic, though. But, yeah, we're not a real hockey podcast, but the Avs are back in the hunt.
Go Avs.
And it
go
makes Avs. It more fun to go to the games
make
as
them
well
playoffs.
If they're competitive. Yeah, make the playoffs. That'd be
Do
great.
It.
So, but that pretty much wraps up this week's episode. Don't forget to go subscribe, rate, and review on the podcast. Obviously, most of y'all may be subscribers, but maybe you're not all raters and reviewers. Give us 5 stars. Tell us what we can do
better. I know
you're
not reviewers. We ain't got a new review in months.
Yeah, and my mom has not posted on here in years, so we need some help. And as well as go follow us on Twitter and Instagram at LNO Podcast. Vote in this week's podium awards and ways to change the Winter Olympics.
Y'all know I won that shit.
And give us your
Y'all
thoughts
know
as
I
well.
Won that shit.
And give us what your input for your podium would be. That's a great call, Phil. We want to hear what y'all have. Let's see who had the best one. And maybe we'll send some Hash Sports stuff to the one that has the best.
Somebody,
podium.
Yeah.
Because we certainly could have come up with like a top 10 for Nickelodeon.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much stuff out there.
We could make another 30-minute podcast.
Yeah. That.
We could have talked Nickelodeon all night because there's a lot of things I didn't get to say about it. But, yeah, if you think we missed something, if there's like some egregious error that we not only did we not put it on our podium, but we didn't even mention it, let us know because I'd like to hear what you got to say.
Yeah,
bring it.
So cheers. Thank you all again. Peace.
Peace.
Who that?
Rebs.
Hail State.